My ear is ringing.
I will in this Total War game.
We got to do that, Leary.
Maybe. I think I have to go pick up my girlfriend right after the game, though. So
I didn't mean tonight. I mean...
Oh, if it... Okay. Yeah. Just...
Yeah. Next time. We'll do like a 2v2 comp stomp or something.
I'm sorry. Are we keeping you? Hello, everyone. And welcome to another exciting episode. A little late. A little under the weather. God, am I tired. But not as tired as some of my cast members, because these guys all work the front line. Whether you're construction, desperately trying to get the roads fixed, a house up, in the medical field, or as, like myself, a greengrocer, as they are called in America. The hours are getting longer, the people are getting crankier, the store is getting busier, and we are still here trying to fight the good fight and have some fun afterwards. So, although our live shows on Twitch and abroad might start later, supposed to start 7, then 7:30, now we're looking at like 8:39, depending on who we gather, whatever, we are still going to try chug them along. We're very sorry that we can't keep like a regular schedule as far as the live show goes. However, we are maintaining most of the shows weekly for the upload aspect to YouTube and to our podcasting hosts. So, what are we doing? We are playing We Shot First. Shout out to our sponsor, Devin Knight. And we have a new sponsor in the works, but I believe we're going to have him up and running with us for Rob's game, for Starfinder game. Gentlemen, when last we left you, I mean, I'm already running the battle track. There's combat music going on, and we are at the top of round 7. And one by one, you guys were arriving on the scene. Baron Christoph, who you believe might be working for the airport. Might be working for the Empire. Oh boy, it's going to be one of those days. Might work for the Empire because of his quadruplet security force that all look a lot alike, and you guys just assume they're clones. Very rude, but we'll see. And they shot at us, but of course we shot first. I mean, it is the name of the show. We do like to poke the bear, as it were.
But technically, we didn't shoot first.
Did they?
Yes.
Well, if you go back to episode 1, there's some stormtroopers minding their business on the promenade, and I believe it was Rahal who had the first shot across the... It was Rahal. Had the very first shot, the very first combat, coining the name. Remember that?
On the promenade of Zelzon Station.
It was a great shot. You rolled like shit. You didn't hit anything, but, you know, you did technically draw the...
That was my first...
And it's really like
blaster fire.
Besides all the intrigue, it's been a rumble tumble rolling onward combat Merrick wet dream from that point on for like 3 seasons. Just shooting at shit.
Yeah, just hide behind the Merrick. And you know what? That tactic probably going to serve.
So tonight we are playing We Shot First, the Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign. It's an old system. It was actually the prologue, the prototype for the 4th edition D&D, but it's not exactly the same. Now, if I mention Starfinder on this feed, it's only to promote our up-and-coming show under Rob Hammond, where I'll actually get to play. And you'll see a lot of these familiar faces there as well, including executive producer of Dicewise Entertainment, which is currently in debt, Cheryl Paul, my wife. But we are always looking to up our game, no matter what the numbers are. We have recently filed taxes and didn't do well, but some tax return is better than no tax return, and I'm spending that tax return on some lapel mics, some lavalier mics. We're gonna see if that can make a difference for some of our casts that are on the road and running through the mixers that these guys have. You know, we'll stay tuned. It might up our video game. You'll have more room to wave your arms, you know. Anyway, the battle is chucking away. It waits for no man. So, gentlemen, round 7. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's Poser's go, but he's not there. So it's the Noble's go. At this point, with people dwindling, I mean, like, he's running out of people. He angrily steps out and then decides to take a shot on Merrick. Manly Merrick. Do-do-do-do-do. Rolling a 2 and rolling a 16. Well, that's strange. I don't understand why this keeps doubling down.
I don't know either. It's been doing it for the last 4 or 5 sessions.
Hmm. Weird. Anyway, going with the 2, and with my magnificent bonuses, I'm going to say that that's, you know,
You would be correct, sir.
Yeah, that's probably going to...
Not Merrick dodges out of the way!
It is jetpack with his baby little legs dangling, right?
Oh, it was so acrobatic. Like, double backflips and everything.
Cool. That is the way to go. All right. Ramagilligar, you are up. Merrick, you're on deck.
Wow. What do we got left out here?
Well, coming on the scene, you did see people shooting at your friend's friends. Friend's friend? Friend of my friend is my enemy. Is my former roommate's cousin's sister or something, so...
You make me... We got anybody left to shoot?
I'm just trying to cover up everyone's phone noise because, you know, we'll talk for an hour and even I forgot to shut my phone off.
Ah, there you go. Bad guy. See, I'm not the only one. We got anybody left to shoot?
You have, dead ahead, your own former bodyguard melee-ing it up with a swordswoman. And if you move forward, you should have a clear shot or take the proverbial 5-foot step up to the right, or to the left, as it were. You have a clear beat on her.
Let's do that. So let's do it. And I still have two guns drawn.
Yeah. So like I said, if you only move that sort of 5-foot, the proverbial 5-foot up, then you still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 17, which is still within point blank of 20 squares with a pistol. So this thing's a point blank range. Do you not have point blank feats?
I do have point blank.
So you have it
for +1 to attack and +1 to damage within 30 feet.
There you go. Oh, within 30 feet. Okay. Yeah, sorry. You've actually got to be like within like 6 squares for that to work. They're calling this point blank on my chart here, but it's not actually like a 30 foot. So no bonuses for you until you get much closer. Anyway.
Well, okay. So let's take a step forward and we're going to dual weapon both my heavy blasters.
And would you guys remember the penalty? Was it like 0 and 5 or?
-5.
Oh, 5 and 5 for both, right?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. I'm glad somebody remembers. Sorry, it's been a long day.
That's okay. We'll forgive you.
Well, honestly, I was close to canceling. I mean, even Matt was saying like he crashed on the couch when he got home from work. If I hadn't texted him, he'd still be sleeping.
Yeah, I crashed too.
But we're trying to give some live entertainment because I see Wither King, I see King of First in our chat, I see Bobby, and I see you. Thank you for coming and listening and watching live. That's the good thing about Monday nights. No one has anything better to do on a Monday night than hang out with us. That's why we secretly, strategically plan this day. So what'd you get, sir?
All right, so I put in the -5, but I still get to add my +1 to attack. So my attack should be 9 and my damage would be 17 for the first one.
Okay. You should have a higher bonus than just one. Like on your character, if you use the actual gun that's attached to the dude. Let's have a look at Gil here. We just don't want you to rip yourself off of any possible possible chances and bonuses. Let me pull up your guy here.
It's already calculating his BAB plus his dexterity.
Yeah, if you've got the grid mark there, then it should, right? I just thought his BAB didn't sound that great. Didn't sound that wonderful. Hold up blaster, heavy blaster pistol. Okay. Oh, I see. Normally get 6. The 5, it's 1. Okay, I see. You're doing the math in your head. All right. Sorry. We've just had trouble in the past, so I just want to double check that. Well, sir, that's one shot. Technically, you could shoot twice, because you don't have to go... You know what I mean? Like, it's not both. Yep. It's technically 2 rolls.
Yeah, so that attack will be 17 with a damage of 19.
Wait, are you factoring in point-blank shot, Corey?
So, okay, I did, because point-blank, I'm too far away.
Right.
So there's 16 and 18.
Right, and you're when it's asking you for the mod, you're just putting in the -5 before the shot?
Yes.
It does the rest. Okay. Okay. We're good. And now, a word from our sponsor. As I pull up the adventure. I knew I forgot to do something. But you guys all chatting, and it's like, where's the bad guy stats? Oh, yeah. they're not here yet, because I don't have the book in front of me.
That would be a miss.
Yeah, actually, Joe never forgets anyone that kicks his ass. Or is currently kicking his ass. Currently kicking his butt. So how are we doing in the kung? Actually, I was so jazzed to find somebody in here. Like, I never told him to make a kung fu do or anything. Just to find bodyguards that actually use swords. And then it's like, oh, there was so much bitching and whining out of Gibson in that last fight. He's gonna be so happy, you know. Sure enough, Bug Boy's the one tailing them. It's almost as if we planned it.
Almost.
So where's our bodyguard? Here we go. Yeah, they have some sick reflex action going on here. Okay. So, Corey, the double shot, the pew in the pew, aiming carefully, trying to hit your elbow. And these guys are, you know, even though they're stuck on the grid, I mean, you got to imagine Bug Fists of Fury versus a Vibro Blade. I mean, it looks pretty good. You got to pick your moments. And then by the time the glazed laser blast gets all the way down the hallway, the buggers move out of the way. A pain in the ass.
No sense.
I know. It's a freaking pain. Merrick, you are up, sir. What do you want to do?
I want to shoot the Mook on the far left.
We find that term offensive. The politically correct term is minion.
Well, this is what I work private and no union.
Okay, fine. Mook away.
Ah, Mook.
Yeah. Don't Mook! No? Close your eyes. Don't Mook.
Let me find the proper button.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy blaster. Yay, I found it.
Okay. Joe, Twinkie. Mr. Mole is up. Now, Mole is spelled M-U-A-L, but for naming the last episode, Let's All Meet at the Mole. I might have changed the spelling every last name. I'll meet up at the mall. Get it?
No, I miss. No, I give him warning shot. Surrender now.
Who are you shooting at? The supposed trooper? Oh, okay. Supposed trooper, huh?
Yeah, 14 in total to warn him.
Oh, no, that...
Well, did I get him?
Yeah. These guys are... Like, the girls are hard to hit, but the...
Oh,
the jumpsuit bunnies have, like, reflexes of 11.
It's a warning shot for the guy who I didn't shoot.
Okay.
You will be next if you do not give up.
Nice recovery.
Yeah, 13 damage.
I'm really, really, really not liking you guys. Oh, but you know what? He's a fresh dude. Fresh out of the pancake, so I am still standing. But he does take it. Center mass. All
right, and then I will, having landed with my little jetpack jump, I'll move four over to so I have my shoulder against my left shoulder against the wall on the west side of the map.
Okay. Still south of the hallway, jettison. Okay.
Yes.
Anything else, sir?
That is Magoo.
Now, were you auto-firing? That was us.
I wish I had that option. I really wish I had that option. That is on another ship.
Oh, that's right. All right. Mr. Mole.
I'll continue where I left off. A punchy punchy.
Okay.
And does a 29 hit? Why, yes, it does. That is a crit. For 24 damage, sir.
Nicely done. That's a crit, too?
Yeah.
Well, that's crit damage then, right?
Yeah.
So it's more.
No, that's my crit damage.
Oh, it's done it. Like, it's actually done the damage.
Oh, that's nice. Built it. That is sexy.
For that us. Is gross.
Okay. That's going to hurt.
It should do more than hurt.
Well, I think I'm going to go down on the threshold track for starters, because that's probably beat my... just checking out her... threshold of you beat my threshold, but I'm still standing better than I ever was.
Man.
Sorry, watched the Elton John movie last night with Cheryl. It's good, not as good as the Queen movie, but definitely good.
I still need to watch both.
Me too, and I'm a music guy, so it's really actually bad that I have there.
Likewise, that's why I thought I was like, man, I should really watch both of these. Freaking love classic rock.
Let's bring out a bell of shame then, shall we?
Where's my bell? Actually, a perfectly good reason to use my damn bell. It's not. Oh, there it is. Here we go. Shame on your head. Shame on your head. You know, that's gonna get old. Somebody take that away from me. No, I'm still there. Nice shot. You know, like there is the proverbial as the Matrix. You know, and she the knees and the hands come forward, and she you know goes back and. Slide sideways holding the sword a la anime in the back of her square and then spits up that one big blood splatter because first you're not sure if you took it and then all of a sudden it's like one big shot of and then she grits her teeth and is pissed right off. Rahal,
yeah, bitch.
Rahal, your turn, sir.
Yay. What's the range on a heavy blaster pistol?
Heavy blaster has 20 squares as point blank, but without the 30 foot, you know, 21 to 40 is the short for negative 2, 41 to 60 is your medium for negative 5, and...
So for point blank to be active, I gotta be within...
Like 6
squares.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
So I will move forward 1, 2 squares, 4, 5, 6, and we'll activate my point blank shot feat ability for the very first time ever. Ooh. Ah, yeah.
You've never been this close to gunfire? Is that what you're trying to say?
Nope.
I'm so proud.
cowardice is always protected the enemies from me using
You shame our kings. I just realized Wither King is found that King of First, and he's Wither King. There are two kings in the chat. Loyal fans.
Kings everywhere.
Doug and Zeke, and yeah. You shame the kings. So,
plus one to attack and damage. Go me. All right, here we go. I will clickety-clickety. I will give myself a plus.
Okay.
Submit. Pow, 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 pow. 18 clone guy. And then add 1 point of attack for 18 for damage of...
Okay. Just wondering if I do this. My work. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a way that the audience can enjoy... Nope, that didn't work. Dang it. The audience can enjoy the chat. That didn't work. It didn't work. So, I'm sorry. Apologies. You're shooting at the...
That guy.
Okay. With my whopping reflex of 11, pretty sure you hit me. And finish him off. Not expecting it to come from the side, even though technically he was the point guy that was supposed to be watching the hallway. See what happens when you don't do your job?
Just can't find good help.
Yeah. Take his eyes off you from doing his job for like 1 second. That's shameful professionalism there, Merrick and Rahal, I gotta say. That is a crying shame. And down he goes. Because even bad guys get to stop at zero and just have a little nap. What else you got for us?
In her tease, I will say, lay down your weapons, you're surrounded. Ura, chura, gada, surrounded.
In her tease?
Yeah.
Ain't no slug.
For a loop.
Ain't no slugs here. Oh, okay.
But he probably speaks it if he's...
Okay, well, let me ask you this, though. If you go, hutties, 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 right? And he goes, and looks at you. Does that mean he speaks hutties? Or if you go, nishnarsh nif de florbin, and he goes, what? Like, how do you tell the what from the today's million-dollar question?
Well, it depends on what he does. If he puts his weapons
down. He's looking down his sight. He's looking down his sight at Merrick at the moment. Which I believe brings us to round 8. Poser, you hear blaster fire down a hall. You're getting close. You can see that hat and people coming at you at, you know, like 50 square type of thing. You know what I mean? Like you'll be on the map randomly. Actually, I shouldn't say the hat because that would imply you're on the south. We're going to put you on the map randomly like everybody else. People are flooding towards you, you know?
Yeah.
And the last turn with the nobleman, I had the nobleman shoot. I didn't have the bodyguards act. I owe Joe some saber blade action from last round, which I'm going to do now. Because we got chatting, you know, and I got hit in the solar plexus and barfed up my kidney. Let's see here. With my... That's 5, did you? 12. No. Okay. Now, as I was saying, it's the nobleman, or all the bad guys go. Okay. And this guy looks like he's going to take fire from two different ways. Two different sides. So... How are we going to do this here? You're a bodyguard. You run down Rahal in the hallway and then get flanked by the guy flying. Got to stay with the dude. Human shield.
That would be a tactics call.
Do you want some professional advice?
No. Just, I have a million ideas, but...
Merrick's up there floating around shooting. I could consult for you if you like.
I learned from Rahal. What do I say? I need to micromanage my business opportunity.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so proud!
You know those red scrolling letter signs that they put on hats and stuff, and it's, you know, like it's the words form, it's like red dots going across, right? You can program the words in the sign, that stuff. He's got his credit account, you know, so for consultation, you input the... credits into his galactic account, and he'll, you know, even if he's fighting you, he'll shout down advice. Okay.
That would be an awesome character twist. Honestly, it would. He's just like, get a call on the HoloNet. Hello, can I help you? Oh, yes, of course. Deposit 3,000 credits. Right. It'd be very smart for you not to stand in front of me.
Just opens up his own guild. All bodyguards work for the same cartel. Stand to left. I do not want to damage my property.
Aiden, since you have yet to join, can you look up a talent for me?
I can. Yes. I want to? No.
Called Harm's Way. No one's shot at the noble yet till now.
I'm pretty sure it does what you think it does. I remember looking at it. I think that's Rebellion era.
Nope. Core rulebook.
Oh.
Once per round, you may spend a swift action to shield a single adjacent ally from attacks, taking the damage and suffering the ill effects in your ally's stead. Until the start of your next turn, any attack made against the protected ally affects you instead. You may elect not to shield your protected ally against a given attack, provided the decision is made before the attack rolls.
Okay.
There is a clarification. Change the phrase affects you instead to targets you instead.
Okay. So it's their turn. She forces him to cover, steps forward, pulls a blaster pistol, and takes a shot. Now, you guys have both dropped a dude.
So she moved him, and she gets a shot?
No, it's their turn, so they're all moving.
Oh, yes.
Like, I have them all go in his turn, right? So basically, it's like, he moves over, tries to hunker down on this corner, and it's going to shoot up at Merrick. She moves up, because all I have to be is adjacent for harm's way, but I would like it to seem, you know, logistically correct. Okay.
In all fairness, we have giant battle armored flying Russian guy
and little guy. Yeah, but the noble's going to take a shot at you, so she's going to shoot at Rahal, and then this is the new round, and this is where Blade Girl gets her, you know, proper attack, because the last one was Ode. So starting with Mr. Mull and the girl in the fresh round with a 23. Nope. Yes. It was 11. Am I showing? Huh.
It rolled twice. So that was...
Yeah, 11.
The first
11,
one was
11,
an
11, 16.
And the second one was an 18.
I'm just going to ignore the second. Yeah, 16.
That would be a miss, sir.
Okay. Okay, 16. And they're 5th level, so I only have the single attack. So she's just chopping away. Choppy chop. But she stopped trying to trip you. You just made her mad. She's trying to kill you. Run the sword through. You know, lots of lunging out. Die, bug. That kind of thing. As for our other combatants, we have the girl shooting at Rahal, stepping forward, drawing her blaster. Pistole. 16. Rahal.
That is a miss, Scooter.
Okay. And then we have Baron Christoph. And the Baron has his own statistics, and he is going to shoot at Merrick with an 18.
You're rolling to die, so it'd be a 16.
I got a 10 that I threw at him.
Yeah,
for
no,
16.
That was a single.
There's
roll.
A 13 plus 5 for 18.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, I marked the wrong one. Sorry. No, 18 still miss.
Okay. You're like making O's and rings with your hands, and they're shooting through them.
No, at the time to cover.
Stop, Mike. Yeah, well, he's in the air. Stop mocking.
No.
Stop mocking my bad guys. Okay, that's us. Gilgar. Ram and Gilgar. What do you want to do?
Muted Mike. There we go. Whatever shall we do? We still got this live guy over here, right?
You got the girl with the sword beating on your dude. You can do the double shot, but you can only take that five, you know, that one square advancement. Unless you want to just spend around run, like closing the gap to get in on everything.
Yes, let's move a little bit closer so I can take advantage of this point-blank range I've got.
Okay.
So I want to move within point-blank plus a little bit more. So let's get in with about 20 okay. feet.
So your guy basically has a six-square move. So if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, still not enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There you go. But you've taken like a double move, so you're kind of done.
Yeah,
but next round. Next round. You also see the other battle that's going on. You can help in this one. Okay.
All right.
But that does put you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That does put you in the point blank.
So, excellent.
A little hustle. And Gilgar buys us some time. Merrick, you're up. Mole, you're on deck. What do you want to do, Merrick?
Shoot the bodyguard.
Okay. How about you?
Just looking for a button. It's not as easy to find as Tasha's button. That's why I don't like other weapons on it.
Well, you can sit out the fight. We won't mind.
Nah, it's okay. I finish. I started. I must finish what I start. Hey-ya! 19 to hit.
No. Sorry.
That sounds unfortunate.
But you, when she, you know, leans in and you miss. Anything else?
She's just standing in the open there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Spend the force point.
Wait, No, that's a great advice, because I have force points.
Now owe Mull 200 credits for combat advice.
No, it's use the force. Merrick, use the force.
I'm going to say this, and Aiden's going to freak, but I have like 8 force points. I don't use these things.
Maybe you should start.
Okay, I'll use a force point and I'll roll a d6.
Okay. This force point brought to you by Joe Gibson.
Oh, look at that. That makes that like a 23?
Yes.
All right.
Sort of.
Can I spend force points on damage?
That's a good question.
Destiny.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think you can spend force points on damage. It's just to hit or to aid in skills.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we looked this up, but it was like any roll. Yeah. Like because
it was kind of rhetorical, but if you wanted to let it go, slap it this time. You know.
We looked that
regardless,
up. I'm pretty sure it was like any roll.
One force point per turn.
All right. So that's 14 points.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it's one per turn. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to go on any roll if you want to like hold it for damage.
So that's 14 points of damage because point blank shot applies or should apply at this distance.
You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 away plus up. Okay. Oh, you landed though, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're doing rocket jumps on the ground now, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. Funny hopping.
Sorry, right. I forgot. You're no longer vertical. You said something about landing and then hopping over. Okay. And you're burning nitro, man. Like we're on round 8, by the way.
I'm on the ground. Yeah.
But you said you did the nitro hop. You've been using the jetpack for just about every round. You haven't been here for every round.
I've been tracking, don't worry.
Okay. We never really get to 10 with you. I'd love to see a prolonged battle where all of a sudden we remember and Merrick just like falls like a stone out of the sky, you know?
Yeah, but knowing his luck, it'll be right on top of like the boss or something and he'll kill him with some momentum.
You gotta look that up. Falling damage.
Sounds like a win.
Splat.
Merrick, activate plan B.
Okay, so 14 points you definitely have her attention. Anything else, Mr. Merrick?
That is all.
Okay.
So, quick ruling on force points. On your turn, you can spend a force point as a free action to roll 1d6 and add the result to a single attack roll, skill check, or ability check. You can do this once per round.
Okay. No damage.
At 8th level, when you spend a force point, you can instead roll 2d6 to take the best dice result. So,
I like that option.
I think it's time for me to retire. I need to focus on maybe a single show, two tops. GMs, step forward. Any of you little shits want to take the seat and I'll just play Arthur or something, speak now, because I'm
well, that's really ableist of you, Jeff. Step forward? What about those people who can't step? Huh? Huh?
It's a figure of speech. We're online, asshat. Of course you can't lean in.
You got to admit he's got hair.
Just roll your old bones on down to Rollmongers. Anyway. We're a cranky bunch today. So, Maul is
sure.
up. Yeah. Mr. Happy.
Happy.
I know Kung Fu. He's so happy.
Hi. Happy, joy.
Happy. Punchy. Does a 20 hit?
Oh, so close. Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She just went down the track. Oh.
No, that actually, for 13 damage. At this point, that actually is her reflex. 20.
Okay.
But like you said, yeah, 19.
All right. For 13 damage, sir.
Oh dear,
dude, you hit hard, man.
Yeah.
You just like blaster punch.
No, it's like the ultimate where's my money.
Money, where's my money, man?
So anything
she's
else, sir?
Standing.
Yeah,
holy crap.
But if these guys were like the red shirts, I wouldn't be excited about this fight. These two bodyguards are like two of you with swords. They just happen to be, you know,
A lot better than me with more hit points, that's for sure, because I've hit her hard multiple times.
I'll tell you what, we'll compare stats at the end of the episode.
All right.
Okay. It was a shout out to Ben Ingram was commenting on the Age of Ashes, how much he likes how we talk about leveling and what we chose and type of thing, you know, that kind of thing. Because the Age of Ashes dwarves are going to level again soon, very, 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 very soon. So, Mr. Maul, you are done. Rahal is up, and we are barreling down on round 9.
Ew. I will take the 2 steps forward to get my point blank range of the guard. And I will... for point blank shot. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, 20?
Yep.
Yeah, for 14 damage.
I wanted to say it on our turn that Paul Abdul here takes 2 steps back because you took 2 steps forward, but she's napping now.
Sweet!
down she goes. Round 9. Poser. Roll a d4. And don't use the force, because you'll end up on a different map, like the D6. And 1.
Uno.
And then along came Jones. Da, da, da. Walking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Sorry, a long rolled lanky Jones. Okay, here we go. Poser Sham is in the house. Can't see him. There he is. Poser, there you are.
Hello.
What do you want to do? Run for it. Take the.
Yeah.
Now,
sure.
Can you do a triple move in this game? Can you do the like the all out run?
You can take a run action, yeah.
Yeah, that would at least get you like 18 squares instead of 12, right?
I'm not sure on what you gain, but yes, their run is a thing.
Well,
I'm for your movement. At least you have the run.
You're gonna end up on the south side of the statue. You're gonna like run past the fight if you do that.
You can optionally stop, can't you? Run up to is the phrasing.
Start
run
up.
Is a full round action, moving up to 4 times your speed in a straight line.
There you go, up to.
All right, well,
here he comes. And they're out of the gate. All these people coming against you, you're like moving through.
All right,
just watch the cone head.
18 squares, just book it to the corner.
No cardinal movement. Straight line isn't straight down the grid.
He should have actually come in behind me. By the way, that was path 1.
Sorry, I thought one we had at the top.
I rolled a 1 there.
Oh, okay. No problem. There you go.
Oh.
And you run right over Brahal.
Well, okay, but if I show up there, then it's going to be a bit different.
That's fine. I don't mind that I got it wrong. What I mind is, like, we went through all of that, and then Matt goes, oh, by the way, come on, man.
I was looking for him. You're like, he runs in, and I'm like, he's not even showing up on my screen. I was about to say that, and then all of a sudden he moved, and I'm like, oh.
There he is.
That's why.
Okay, so coming in on the west side, Poser, what would you like to do? See the back of Rahal. He's still isolated. No one can see Rahal except for the noble. You got a clean shot. You'll never have to deal with those pinstripes again. What do you do?
Well, I believe it's time for Rahal to
do that mind melt thing where he bleeds out his nose like those stormtroopers. Yeah. No.
All right. I am going to walk up next to Rahal, put a hand on his shoulder, and be like,
"See Matt's face. He's so not amused with this line of banter."
Seems like you guys. Like,
I just couldn't blame him though. You know, honestly, like it would be karma.
Kill shot. Kind of random, even for a Poser.
Well, it seems like you got started without me. And then I will look at the guy. I suggest you drop your weapon and surrender. It'll be easier for everybody.
You were at the hotel, the Earth Bespin Hotel, and this is the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. No, just so you know, like you see, you recognize him and his sleeping guard right away.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Cool.
So that sounds like a use the force check.
It is.
Okay.
One sec. Does it use the force check 21?
Against my will?
Against your will defense.
Let's see here. Baron. Oh, no. No, my will is fantastic. And there's something else. He starts doing that. Do you want fries with that head tilt? Like he's about to agree. And then he blinks, and you swear he just sort of sneers and shakes it off.
So this isn't like force powers mind like trick. This is adept negotiator. This is using my persuasion.
Oh,
just talking him down.
I asked you, was it a use the force check, and you said yes.
Well, because due to the fact that I took force persuasion, I can use my use the force check modifier instead of my persuasion check.
Yeah, but you're using the force on him, dude. It is.
Or on himself to maybe be sexy.
You're amping it with your amping. Like they're saying, you're so good at this, you can actually use the force in place of this regular skill, and you channel it. But you're technically using the force.
I guess that's fair.
It's like piloting with the force, right? And, you know, you can use the force to pilot instead of piloting, so you're technically using a force skill on him.
Okay.
And it is a Jedi talent. Unless we can find something in hard black and white, that's my ruling on that one. Anyway, again, slight tilt. You know, like he's going to get docile on you and almost like, you know, the gun turns almost gangster style sideways shot. Like he's going to put it down and all of a sudden he just sneers and points it at you instead. And it's my turn. I am going to shoot at you, but not before I look up Ignite Fever. I believe I'm going to Ignite Fever in myself. Remember we talked about that last week?
Probably.
Oh, no, I need to do that in adjacent ally and they're all napping. Never mind. I thought I could use that on myself, but probably not.
I thought for a second that he's going to do the thing from like the Hunger Games where they have like he holds 3 fingers up.
And Merrick blows one off. Oh, God! I totally want to see a scene where you guys like land and there's some freedom fighter, you know, like guys.
There
like...
is a trigger for that talent as well, Jeff. You have to hit an opponent first before you can apply it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of taking the shot and it's like, oh, I got to look this up and then see if everyone dives in. It's like, yeah, they're all sleeping. Mm. So anyway, but I'm going to change. Definitely. If you're messing with my head, I shoot at you with an 8.
Yeah, that's actually a whiff.
The parser catches the blast with his teeth.
I have force points too, you know, but I don't think they're going to help in this. Even 6.
No, they will definitely help. You were one off. Use the force.
Are you kidding me? I would have hit you with a 9.
Yes, totally.
I don't believe you. Your reflex is like 9?
Uh-huh. Totally.
Wait, what?
As the head waves.
Come on. You're so bloodthirsty. I know you want to do it. You're so close.
Well, easy. Now he's looking at your character sheet. He's lying to me. I know it.
No, I'm not looking at it. I just...
Hey, guys. This is a use the force IRL.
A lot of opponents in these books have had a couple of force points, but you guys usually gack them before they get enough vigor to like, oh, I think I'm going to use it now. You know what I mean? Because like, it would be DM meta to suddenly like, oh, know something about the player, decide to use a force point on this guy instead of that guy. So I wait for a point in the combat where you do something personal and the opponent takes it personally. That's when they roll their force points. But they're usually dead or sleeping by then, thanks to you guys. This guy tried to mess with my brain and I know what he's doing because I've been trained. I've had training. Even if I don't realize it. So it's like, yeah, this is a great opportunity for, you know, for me to use a force point. Anyway, but despite the fact that an 8 plus a 6 is nowhere near Poser's 17 reflexes for crap, I'm just going to move on with my life. With my life, which leaves us a miss shot on you, and little Mish thing is going to try to chop up Mahal. Mahal? Is that like Rahal and Maul had a love child? Mahal? Sorry, I don't know how that happened.
Something like that.
Yeah. You want to be his next ex-wife? He'll owe you money. Yeah. It's a good paying gig. Marry him for like a Vegas weekend. You're in Bespin. You go to Yuktote. No, seriously, man. No? Okay. What do we got here? 22.
No.
No? No?
Hold on a sec.
I'm going to use my force point.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to use my birth point. Anyway.
Name character.
Yeah, no, I'm using it anyway. Here comes my force point. Here's my big deal. I want to use my stormtrooper. There we go.
Then yes, it's a hit.
1! I rolled a 1 on my
stormtrooper. Doesn't matter, it hits. Yep.
I know, but you still managed to make me burn a force point just out of spite. I had 1 force point and I blew it. So, yeah. Welcome to the wonderful world of vibroblade damage, which actually is nice, but it's not wonderful compared to like heavy blaster pistols. 2d6. We're in the world of 2d6 plus. 1, 2. No. And
+1, you mean?
+2.
She's on the condition track, is she not?
Oh, yeah. That takes off damage as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
5 points. Not
oh,
six.
No.
Not 6. That's right.
I'll take it and grin, but she can't see it.
So I'm just imagining you're really upset and in fear of me. That works for all parties. Anyway, that's the bad guys. Ramagilligar.
Ramad Gilligar is in the house.
Yeah, he's just like waltzing up, shooting away like a Matt's doing the pew, 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 you know, just lighting the whole place up. Hasn't hit anything. Come on, buddy. What do you got for us?
Ah, more heavy blaster pistols.
All right. Point blank range on that girl or Maul. I mean, you know, you just want to hit somebody before something.
Well, point blank range, double, you know, dual weaponry. So a -5 +1 leaves a -4. Oh, attack of 10 and a damage of 9. Something tells me that's a no-go.
Nope, but you can do get another shot.
I do so. Big money. Oh, attack of 8 and a damage of 17. I think no.
You know people that squint when you shoot your guns and it just gets worse because you're right. Pew, 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 pew. It's a hat, right? The brim of the hat.
Suppressing fire!
Yeah. It's just the guns are up underneath the brim of the hat, right?
So, yeah, kind of like this.
That's all right. That's awesome. Corey Shays on, everybody. He's a good sport. You're having a good time because you're playing Star Wars, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Merrick, you are up.
Okay. I will move 4 squares closer. I'll take 1 step to the east, and I will move forward by 1, 2, 3, 4, by 3 squares.
Okay.
And I will shoot at the sniveling man.
Sneering. Not sniveling.
Sneveling.
Sneering. It's sneering.
Yes.
I'm angry, defiant, not sniveling.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Shoot.
Blah! 16 points.
No, that is a miss, sir.
This will be the last warning. You have no more minions for me to warn you with.
Do you have a point-blank shot?
Yes, I do.
17 still missed. Do you want to use a force point? Time to drain them. Time for me to bug somebody else besides Aiden. Force point.
Aiden, you don't mind, do I? No, Aiden, I'm just going to blow this force point, okay? All right, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
If I could pay you in force points, I would.
Honestly, I would take payment in force points.
So that's 5. So I'll put it up to 21.
That's a hit.
22, including point-blank shot bonus, unless you factored it in when you're...
It's factored in on the attack. But the damage is 14.
Mm-hmm.
This is my last warning, as I shoot him.
I warned you.
Yeah, really. I was like, okay, now. Pew. Okay, wait, now. Pew. Okay. Wait till the end of this clip. All right. Al, don't like you very much. And if you're done, sir, that leaves us Mr. Mole.
Yeah, here we go again. For punchy once again.
You gotta say these saline bodyguards have gotta have your respect by now.
Oh, man.
You've been camped on this corner for like two seconds.
I will use a force point. For an attack of 20.
That just is enough.
All right, for 10 damage.
Actually, sorry, my reflex is 19 because I have moved one down the condition track.
For 10 damage this time.
Oh.
Yeah, minimum damage. Yeah.
Guess how many hit points I had left?
Considering I've done like 50, hopefully not very many.
Oh, she had 10 left.
All right.
And down she goes.
I respect you, Stark.
Stark, you have my respect. Plonk. Anything else, sir? Move? Swift action?
I will move.
Okay.
Since she's down.
Okay. I get you guys to mute up when you're not on, because you're getting some distortion from somebody. It might be Corey. Okay. Move it
I
on.
I have moved to the, fountain. The well, I guess.
It's a fountain, but it's currently off. Budget cuts, you know. Why I need to put on a show every year. Rahal.
I will take aim and fire up the sneering. Oops, that is big money. And if it's not big money, force point. Oh, that's big money.
Natural 20s.
Yep, it is. Okay.
I don't think there's a crit range in this game.
Always. An attack of 24.
Yes.
16 points of damage.
Oh. Guess how many hit points I had left?
16?
Yes. You don't get to see me switch to my blade and come at you with reckless abandon. It saddens a GM's heart when he doesn't get to at least fulfill the script, but apparently, you know, if you just railroad the players till the bad guys get every last cool ability shot in, that's bad DMing. That's why my bad guys go down like tinfoil, and it looks like you guys are having cake. Force cake, usually served by Aiden.
Force cake.
See, today, I didn't even get to Jedi mind melt him, or Vulcan mind melt him.
I know, it's terrible. I'm disappointed. We didn't even get to round 10.
Put his hand on Rahal's shoulder, inspired some confidence.
Yeah.
We got this.
You should have put your gun down. It was advice.
That's okay. We didn't want him to live anyways.
I told him.
Free room. Loot these guys. I'll get on the comms, talk to Zin and ask him where the closest place is that we can discreetly dispose of some bodies.
I see. Fountain. Fountain has pipe that leaves.
You know, you're like in a city that like you're floating in like orbit. Like low orbit, there's clouds, you know.
There's the
like it's low orbit of a gas giant.
I know.
So it's like
every trash disposal, every shitter, everything just like open air. Oh crap, shit! You know, just off you go.
Right,
not hard.
I said discreet. I mean, okay. I'm not gonna be like walking bodies through the promenade.
Give me an intelligence check. You know a place.
You.
Yes, okay. So does Maul.
Where we just
check my intelligence.
Yeah.
21.
Do you remember how Maul came riding up on the crane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's close by then. Sweet.
Well, it's several levels down, actually. I mean, you know, you have to drag the body down.
Yeah. Is there like a, you know, one of those things you, they have in offices where you can write a note, you put it in the canister, you stick it in the canister, it goes,
the pneumatic tube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, insert body here.
So, as if on cue from like, several cardinal directions, the guard wing shows up, phasers on stun, demanding you guys drop weapons. Put him down now. Wait, these only shoot little OEOs. They move up. Okay, now put him down, you know, got your weapons. All they know is all the witnesses are like, there's a firefight, right? And everyone's like, you know, shooting everybody. So the cops show up, they demand you guys drop your weapons.
Do they now?
They do.
I have no weapons.
I get uncomfortable. I'm like, thanks for the warnings in. Jiggins, man, it's the fuzz.
Is there one that
there's
looks
no
like
there's no cameras here, man. I didn't see them coming. They were I told you, like, you had so much time. Like 56 seconds around, blah blah blah. You know, like, literally it was like not even like
a minute.
Yeah, so like 25 seconds ago he warned you. Okay, they're, you know, you don't have long, and they're off my cameras. 30 seconds later, thanks for the warning.
What? Fast. How many of them are there?
They're in like little squads of four, so there's four behind you, and there's four coming across like near the statue, two and two, two behind Gil and two by Mull.
No survivors.
Is there a commander or like a captain? Like a guy that looks like he's in charge.
Right now, they all look the same. And like I said, if you guys don't immediately, you know, drop weapon, hands on head, they'll just open up on you guys. It's happy stun rays. But
Poser, yeah. Poser doesn't have a weapon. He has his guitar case.
Yep.
So just puts down the case, hands as high as he can go on the cone.
Rahal?
And
Rahal, hands up.
Okay. Two finger
puts
the gun.
Puts his gun down.
Okay.
Stands up. Whoa. Okay. Calm down.
Gil?
This is self-defense here.
Gil?
Oh, we're going to sheath our weapons, but we're going to go up to the guys in front and go, boys, everybody knows Gilligar. We got to be something we can do about this.
So while he's talking, they come up and they grab like one arm, two arm, cuff, three arm. he's got so many arms. He gets the entire sentence out, right? Merrick.
It's okay.
Battle armor, jetpack.
Everyone needs to calm down. I have permit for these and license. Hey.
You do? You're now
a full-fledged member of the casino.
Of the casino, he is. He's got a badge and everything.
This was unprovocated assault, everybody. But that's... okay, Merrick was here. I noticed that the guard was not here.
Okay, so...
You will receive invoice in mail.
So, Rahal, catching on to... what Merrick is selling here. You now have somebody that's employed by Bespin saying, you know what I mean? Like they're gonna arrest you guys and all that shit. But, you know, 6 hours later, right, it's your word against theirs.
I'll play right into it. Oh, it's such a good job this security officer was here. We might all be dead. Persuasion.
Okay.
Make sure that they... 20.
So this is like down at the guard wing. You guys are, you know, disarmed and officially tailing your statements. They've asked you guys for ID. They've pulled identification off the bodies. Baron Krithus, you know, an up-and-coming member of the Senate, blah, 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 here on important business. This, you know, like whether it's self-defense or not, you guys actually have dropped someone. I'm not going to say if he's dead or not. You've dropped someone in public that is an upstanding member of society and has connections. Right now, they're all in ICU. Wow. Some may not have made it there. Some might be dead on the scene. You know, like the meds came and scooped up all the bodies kind of thing. And, you know, you guys are all downtown telling your stories. They separate you guys. You know, they do the whole bit. Not so much need for a roleplay at this point, as long as you guys are, you know, you're plugging this idea, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sir, I was just a random bystander, just happened to be walking by on my way to tryouts for the new band. I believe some of your members are a part of it.
You're all registered coming off the same ship.
Yep.
Fuck.
And you're all in the same...
Well, no,
the
obviously same doesn't matter. When our friend was attacked by that crazy chick with the vibro sword, like, obviously he got on comms and called for help. I mean...
Yep, just trying to give my little salute to the... whatever the hell this statue was.
I'm just here to play cards. That's it. Yeah. Cards.
To the mining colony. That's all I was doing.
It's so, okay. I will let Mr. Mandelbrot know of the time that you are wasting.
You guys don't have stories that make you guys look like criminals or, like, you know, because you got one guy tied to a casino, which means they're going to hear you out. But you guys don't have any connections, any, like, there's no one here that's going to, like, speak highly for you guys besides an Ugnaught. Is there any other, you guys have any other way? Now, both Ramagilligar and Rahal know what makes things work on Bespin. You guys learned this at the gate.
It's called credits.
Mm-hmm. Credits and a decent amount of persuasion. I mean, you give a cop $5,000 and tell him off and flip and grab a gun and put in his mouth, and, you know, they're not going to take the money. You know, they go hand in hand. You start panting people, Mr. Kung Fu, you know, just for laughs, and they're not going to listen to your money bag. I'm just saying.
All right, I'm going to go for this.
Yeah.
a job I can do here. All right, so I'm going to be like, I'm sure we can reach some sort of accommodation because, unfortunately, my associate and I, we've got to get ready for the tournament, and I can't spend all my time down here at a security station. You know, mm-hmm. you know how it is, right? Mm-hmm. But
even though we're like a collective mind role playing, okay? Imagine a montage where each one of you guys are answering the same question in the isolation interrogation, right? So it's like the cop, me. You know what's going on, and then there's a flash of Rahal going, "Oh, so and so." And Merrick's like, "Oh, I'm you know, works at the casino." And there's Corey going, "I just play cards," you know. And it flashes through you guys, the type of thing, right? So, for, like, it's not like unless somebody's going to like, "I'll pay $30,000 for everybody," you know, all me and my friends or whatever. Consider you guys; these are individual persuasions and bribes, and you know that kind of thing. Anyway, so starting with Rahal, sorry to cut you off mid speech. Can I have a new persuasion?
No problem. Sure.
Okay.
Big money. Come on. Big money. That's nice. 32.
They tell you that there is a steep fine for carrying unlicensed weapons. You kind of get the idea that this fine is going to find itself part into the government and part into their pockets.
No, I absolutely understand the confusion. I happened to find that weapon on the scene, but you know what? It was in my hands when you showed up. So
steeper fine. Well, they did, you know, they did suffer blaster bolt, you know, wounds according to the medics. So we're assuming that, you know, this blaster, Exhibit A, has been fired, has an E-clip with X amount of shots out of missing from it. You know, like, they do everything, right? Before they get to that, before they say, oh, we could check your gun and we could do this, right? We're still at the initial stage where they sit you down going, what the hell, dude? You know, that kind of thing. So you're trying to grease some wheels with some persuasion. And they're like, well, the fine for this is this. The fine for opening fire is this. The fine for, you know... anyway... The good news is the Empire technically does not have a stake in Bespin yet. They are their own government. So firing upon, you know, someone that you guys claim or might suspect is Imperial doesn't magically make jackboots appear kind of thing and stormtroopers to collect him or, you know, type of thing. Whatever he was doing here, as you guys know, maybe there's ties to Darga, which everyone wants to keep on the down low. Now, I'm not saying you might have killed his contact, but... there has been yet to have any kind of phone call or, you know what I mean? Which makes you guys think the Empire has a hand in like, okay, kill them, arrest them, beam them up to the Odysseus, it's on its way, that kind of thing. Cloud City guys seem independent. You know, small-time cops, blah, 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 one little city to worry about, so much on their mind. So they agree to this. You pay a fine. They keep the guns, and they'll let you go.
Seems pretty fair to me. What's the fine?
Do I get money then, since I didn't...
Everybody
used a gun on me?
Everybody's different. So there's Rahal, right? You know.
What's the fine?
5,000 credits.
Steep, but you know what?
But this is a complete...
upstanding citizen.
But this is like, you paid the fine, and they're going to like... they're not going to delete the paperwork, but it's going to be processed and forgotten. Like, for your $5,000, right? It's not like, you know... Oh, I see here you were jaywalking and you opened fire on the promenade. No, it's like, oh, you were involved in some sort of disturbance with a baron on the, you know what I mean? Like they don't delete it, but they word it that they're not lying, but just, you know, the paperwork isn't going to be as bad as the incident may have occurred, you know, they're writing it off kind of thing.
Yep.
And the records that they, you know, they do process of the money, it goes to the government, I'm sure, blah, blah, blah. $5,000. 32 to switch. Okay. So Rahal, stroll on out of there. Good to go.
Yep.
Merrick.
Hit up Zin to find the location of the Baron and the survivors.
Okay. Merrick?
Yes?
What's your story?
I am security from Royal Casino, working for Jacques Mantelrot.
Okay. You're in the middle of the city. We're nowhere near the security detail
of
your job.
I was traveling to my ship.
There were two registered Sabacc players involved in this altercation, just saying.
I was traveling from casino to my ship.
Mm-hmm.
I come across gunfire. I am involved. I would have waited for town security, but Vespin guards were nowhere to be found, so I had to take matters into my own hand.
Okay. You try to persuade them, or are you just using this basic, you know, I did nothing wrong. I'm trying to protect the city because I work here kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Just okay. Straight man, yeah.
Okay, sure. Persuasion?
Yeah. Could it be a tactics?
Well, the DC for you is lower because, like I said, you work here.
17.
Okay. I'm going to say 15's good to sell it, but not so good that they don't call your boss. They call your boss. Verify the story. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. He sends a droid down. Okay. And bails you out. And immediately the droid escorts you back to Jax, who basically says, I'm going to work you to death, double time, overtime, and you're going to owe me all that labor. So basically, now you work for Jack for free because he paid the fine to get you out of there.
Okay.
Okay.
You are still looking for more security, though, boss?
None of the flying around, shooting up citizens kind.
No citizens were shot, as far as I was concerned. But are you looking for another man?
Possibly.
I may have a recommendation for you.
Okay. Scene fades out. I know who you're talking about, but scene fades out. Okay. Poser.
Look, it was an honest... I wasn't even involved in the... I just got there when y'all got there.
Okay.
Couple seconds prior.
Okay.
I'm unarmed.
Yeah.
I also have the receipt for the guitar case that I have with me. I was on the way to the tryouts with the... what were the names? The guards. They're up and coming.
Hmm.
I was going to go try out with them.
Okay. You got their names?
I don't... No, I didn't actually have their names.
The name of the band? You were tracking them down.
I was following the dude. I don't remember the name.
Hmm. Okay. Persuasion?
I don't know if they said the name. 30.
Okay. They found no weapon on you. You know, guilt by association kind of thing really isn't... You know what I mean? Your buddies walked into a gunfight, pulled weapons that they're not supposed to have, and shot things up. What did you do? You tried to defuse the situation. You were there going, blah, 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 let's not do this, right?
Yeah.
There might have been a witness, one person cowering. You walked up, talked to the guy with the gun. Looks like you said, don't do it, buddy. You want to give up. You know what I mean? Like, with a use of force of 30, it just falls into place. Like, somebody saw you, you know, that kind of thing. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you don't remember seeing anyone. The hallway was empty. They claim a bystander came forward, said, I saw the whole thing, left a statement, you're in the clear. And with this lovely use of the force of persuasion, they're like, yeah, no, this totally collaborates with the guy, you know, bystander came in and said, I saw you arrest these guys. You know, I saw what happened. As a good citizen of Bespin, I want to give my story. I didn't see the whole fight, but I saw the end of it when this guy came in and blah, blah, blah. You know, please don't, you know, such a nice young man, that kind of thing. So you're free to go. Oh, fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Stroll on out.
Yep. You walk on out right across from the doors, lean up against the wall in his trench coat, arms folded, you know, like this, big smile on his face is Blake. No kiss? What?
Come here, you. I'll grab him by the hand, you know, pull him in.
Okay.
One arm hug. You're sly.
I am. But, you know, it's not like we go way back, kid. So you owe me a favor.
Fair.
Let's talk about over a drink and we'll see if I still can't remember where, you know, the band might be camping out. And he walks you off if you want to go with him.
Yeah, I'll follow.
Okay.
I got comms. If they need me, they'll call me.
Yeah. Which leaves us with Gilligar and Mull. Let's start with Mull. Okay.
Sure.
So your translator.
Yep.
Does it just have basic stuff like want some more, I need to pee? Which way to the bug spray?
Yeah, because with the way the Gan speaks, yeah, it's very illiterate.
Yeah.
So, like, it's very simplistic.
Yeah. So
like, Vibish, pee, Vibish, speak.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's the way it comes.
So you got these two cops, this like, crumpling a data pad and, like, so frustrated because everything he says is, yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. So you want to leave? Yes, exactly. Like, or, you know, like you said, it's so simple. Like, they suddenly catch on that like the answers are sort of one sided, and they ask you a random question, and it's like like you said, it's yes, no, I have to pee kind of thing. So they're starting to feel that they're not really getting anywhere with you. They don't know what to do with you. They didn't find any weapon on you, right? But you know, one of the combatants was beaten half to death, not shot.
Vibish attacked. Vibish responded.
So you're admitting to assault.
I'm admitting I was attacked. And I retaliated against the six assailants against me.
Can I have that broken sex? I really like the Vibish defend. Vibish defend.
Vibish defend.
Yeah.
Vibish attacked.
Can I have a persuasion, Vibish? Because whether
that guy beat up Vibish.
Yeah.
Vibish was paying homage to whatever the fuck that statue was. That I wrote such an amazing block of lore on.
The founder, yeah.
The beach have to pee?
Persuasion,
he,
eh?
He found my people and, you know, lifted us up.
17.
Okay. Yeah.
That is a natural 17.
Yeah. Well, except starting off with like a regular DC of like 50 and you have a gun, it's like 25, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right? You got no gun. You defended yourself. You have sword wounds on you. You know, it's not like you jumped her and like, take her purse and like she had no defense. You know, blows were trained, type of thing. Okay. However, they're not stupid. They have files on these guys, and these are Thalenian bodyguards that technically shouldn't attack anyone unless their guy is attacked. But while they're, you know, talking and going back and forth, there is that, wait a minute, and they're looking up more on the guy and the girls, and then one cop goes, look at this. The other cop looks really disgusted. Like, oh, Senator Ball. But anyways, just, they found something on the, something to do with the guy and the girl's relationship that these cops find disgusting.
Father, daughter?
No, like,
hey, no kink shaming.
I'm just going to say...
There are some kinks that need shaming.
We just don't talk about those.
Considering where everyone's mind's going to go, I'm just going to say it. These guys are like indentured slaves. Even though they're like loyal bodyguards, they're second-class citizens.
Were they Twi'leks?
No, they're Thalene. They're like pink, fuchsia-colored ladies with like bright blue spots. They're a near-human. They look human, but they just have the random skin tones that the Star Wars likes to use. You know, Star Trek always had the different types of nose ridges. For every alien, right? They have 100 different Jedi and now and near humans. Like, I'm a guy, but I have bright, off-colored, wallpapered skin with random diamonds on it. Or, you know, they, oh, you're a near human from this world, you know, blah, 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 right? Merrick, your own Merrick is technically a near human. And what distinguishes them? Instead of getting the bonuses to feats and the bonuses to skill points, they have a list of things that you could pick from. Night vision, increased size, like the Wookiee, and this is what he did. So Ryan built a, you know, backwater planet near human right out of the... book 15, what is it called? The Unknown Regions book? But it was the staple for near humans throughout the galaxy. You don't have to be from the Unknown Regions, but of course that's where you'd find the most of the near humans, and they would be like, well, you can use this for any core world. It's just a system to build, you know. So not everyone's like Corelli and Han Solo. So when he approached me with this, I was like, yeah, I remember, you know, played. Anyway, come to think of it, Rahal is new. Poser was a very vague concept that you and I came up with for you, and then we sold it to Aiden, who not only finished the idea and took it and ran with it, made it his own. Like, we had a very vague idea. And Jay and them came in later. Merrick is actually a character that he played in my basement, gaming with you, Rob, my son. He's one of the original characters, right? That when we,
Merrick's hell old.
Yeah. Ground patient zero. Little fun fact for you. So anyway, so they hold you for a bit longer, Mahal. Not sure what to do with you. And then we have Gilligar.
Wonder. Well, boys. I am just here to play cards. There's got to be something that we can do about this. You know, here
ten,
I am.
Just... 10 grand, dude. You've spent everything to get into this tournament. You have no money. You actually had to like stop paying Mull and pawn him off on Rahal so you wouldn't have to pay him next week. You got no money, and they want to fine you. Because you had 4 guns. It's like...
listen, boys, this is how it is. I'm just wandering around, minding my own business, and I'm going to come across, boom, there's freaking guns going off, people with swords. So what am I supposed to do? I got boom, boom, blasting by my head.
No, you didn't.
I pick up a couple of guns off the ground and... You know, I'm trying to just defend myself.
It's amazing how many heavy blaster illegal pistols were just lying around the promenade today. I just can't. This is everyone saying that. You didn't come on the Banshee. However, you did come on the Shame Ship as Mr. Mull. So they ask you, what is your relationship with the bug person? Because I forget. The Gand. Sorry. The Gand. I can remember his name. What race are you? The Gand. What is your relationship with the Gand? What were the two of you doing? We got his story. What's your story? And if you say Vabish was just defending himself, we will shoot you right now.
Oh, no. Not at all. We've been known to hang around a little bit here and there. Sometimes we cross paths, sometimes we don't.
You have a permit for him as a weapon here. It's like he's a pet. He's not listed as a Gand. You have a Gand companion, and then you have a Mull, which is listed under a race as like the way you would like have a bodyguard or a companion or like a guard dog.
Okay, boys, let's get it out straight here. He's my bodyguard.
Okay.
That's the truth. Really, you know, I took him on as a bodyguard because...
Okay. Is he a slave?
No, not at all.
Is he indentured servant?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. It's not like they're racist, but they the certain social class, you know, they're not big on that kind of thing. They're not big on the high and mighty enslaving of the kind of, you know.
Oh no, not at all. It's nothing like that, because the reality is you know, he's got a few skills and you know, we needed a job, so I took him on board.
I keep forgetting, just because there's no sense motive in this, there's still sensing motive through perception. Can I have a perception check, please?
Can I have like a plus 20 bonus?
You have whatever bonus your character gets.
Oh, 21!
Okay, so that roll covering what I just gave you for free about, you know, like the way things work, the way these guys think about, you know, slavery, because they're going through this, you know, like it's like they're trying to pin you on something. You know what I mean? Oh, you have him here. This paperwork is wrong. What? No. Let's be clear. You said, you know, he's a companion. He's a bodyguard. Well, you have him listed as, oh, is he a second-class citizen? Is he a servant? Is he a slave? No, type of thing. It's almost like they're trying to, like, lead you down into, like, a trap or something. And then you kind of get the idea from these two, the particular that you're talking to, that, you know, like, all this is bad, you know. But you're propping him up as a friend, as a bodyguard, as someone that I just, you know, just pay to, right?
That's right. Okay. That's all the man is.
So, if this guy is protecting you and you're wandering around, why would a junior senator and his bodyguard contingent attack you and your bodyguard, or attack your bodyguard while wandering the streets?
Well, we did get separated and go our separate ways, so I'm not sure exactly how all this started. I was just going for a beer, and I was out seeing where he went, and
not much of a bodyguard if he doesn't keep him with you. He wasn't on your clock?
No, you got to give the man a break once in a while.
So it's his day off, and you encounter him in the wild, mixing it up with other bodyguards.
Well, it does appear that way now, doesn't it? Generally, my man is very, what's the right word? He can be pretty intense with his job. And even though he's not protecting me, I would say that there's a good chance that he might have been protecting someone else.
Okay.
He would never attack without being provoked, that is for sure. That's not his style.
So if you weren't involved in any of this, why did you come in? And he looks at like some random statement by a witness, or, you know, the other guys saying, oh yeah, he was helping. You know, why'd you come in guns blazing?
Well, I didn't really show up with guns in my hand. I didn't come in guns blazing. I come in and with all this action going on. And what am I supposed to do? Like, I do have, you know, I can fire a pistol here and there. I see my man's getting attacked. I got to help him out too.
So you're the one that shot down the Thaline that was attacking your guy?
That would probably be correct.
They leave you for a long time and consult. They come back and they take your guns, all of them, and they want to fine you. And the scene ends with you guys all emerging on the street. And Gilligar, you are reunited with Mull, who's out there waiting for you. They let him go as well because of your collaborating stories. They let you guys go together. But you have a slight problem. You have no guns, and now you are short a big chunk of that 10 grand to get you into the tournament. You must seek another way in, and we will see you all next time. Season 3, episode 16? Several episodes next time on We Shot First. Say goodbye, translation Mull.
Goodbye, all.
See, that was very clear. He's getting an upgrade. You must pay him well.
Yeah. The pockets are deep some days.